And you're listening to Unusual Sources here on 93.3 CFMU-FM, broadcasting to Hamilton at 93.3 on the FM dial and the rest of the world at cfmu.mcmaster.ca. Today, we're very pleased in this exciting week or 2 weeks to have Lena Assi with us. She is the Vice President of Public Relations for Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights. Lena, thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we barely caught you 10 minutes before the program to come in. I know it's been a busy day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever for you. You were running for the SRA elections, was that right?
Yes, I was. For the Social Science Caucus.
Now, that was tightly contested. How did you do?
I did well. I actually came in 7th place out of the 14th, so right down the middle. I got 193 votes, which was actually pretty well done on my behalf. It was my first time running, so I couldn't be more proud of myself.
Oh, yeah. That's how you build yourself up.
Yeah.
Even in municipal elections, it's the same way. There are a number of left candidates running, so a lot to be seen with, a lot to compete with, and you've still got friends on council, so that's really good. That's really good. And I mean, despite all this happening, you've been helping organize Israel Apartheid Week on campus this year, which is already starting out as a very successful Israel Apartheid Week. It's really great. I think this is the second one you've been involved in organizing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, this is probably the fifth or sixth one we've had almost consecutively here at McMaster. I went to the Facebook page for Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights. It's facebook.com/SPHR.MAC. So facebook.com/SPHR.MAC. And I saw today's event right there on Facebook.
Yep.
And that was the apartheid wall.
Mm-hmm.
You brought a piece of apartheid to Hamilton, to McMaster's campus. So what was that event?
So essentially, it was called Apartheid Live. And like you said, we wanted to bring the occupation onto McMaster campus for students to sort of experience the occupation, so to speak, by having the separation wall, which is, to be honest, a pretty good replica of the one in Israel dividing the West Bank as well. We had illegal settlements. We also had a section closed off to replicate Gaza and its closed borders. We also had Israeli prisons in which Palestinians are detained in. Yep.
You said you were going to kind of simulate apartheid for the people, the students. What did you do? Did you like detain people and strip search them? Or
well, we had, apparently we had a problem I think 4 years ago, where we wanted to have checkpoints on, where we did have checkpoints on campus. And apparently, a lot of students felt uncomfortable, unfortunately, but this is the reality for a lot of Palestinians, living in the West Bank, where they're degraded, when they do go through these checkpoints. But we didn't have checkpoints today. We just had, we showed the apartheid in the sense where we had a Israeli Jewish only road to get to the Israeli settlements to sort of demonstrate the fact that in the West Bank there are roads that Palestinians can't drive on because it's Israeli only. So
it's a similar situation with buses too, I
mm-hmm.
understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now you had this wall, this display up, and walking people through it. I visited it just an hour ago, so people were explaining that it's like the Berlin Wall, but it's of course much taller, and it's eight times the size. Yes, it's quite extensive, and I mean it's decorated with graffiti on the Palestinian mm-hmm. side. You can sign that wall as a student. I signed the wall.
Nice.
Now the tour guides there that you're bringing people around, you showed people that there's the wall itself, and then there was like a minefield or something. What was the obstacle course?
So essentially we had a flag stuck into the ground to represent Palestinian casualties. So per flag, we had 100 flags, so per flag was 100 Palestinian deaths, so 10,000 Palestinian casualties. And then we also had flags for the prisoners, so that was 100 Palestinians per flag, so again, 10,000 Palestinians in prison. So we just had different roads leading to the settlements, leading to the prison, leading to Gaza, and that was pretty much the installation today.
Yeah, and you can sign the wall at the end, so mm-hmm. there were a lot of people signing that. You got a lot of signatures.
Yeah, to show solidarity with the cause.
Yeah, now you can see a photo of that on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to be using that Facebook page, I imagine, to announce the subsequent events or the upcoming events.
Yes.
Now we know about today's event, but there were two, three, or however many more events. So what else are you doing in this 2 week or so period?
Mm-hmm. So, for the rest of the week, we're going to be tabling, in the Student Center, which is a great outlet for us to raise awareness and educate students on campus who might not be, who are desensitized from, the occupation or just have no opinion on it. So it's a great outlet for us to reach out to students in that regard. Also next week on the 15th, I believe, we're having, Iran Efrati, who was an ex-Israeli occupational force soldier, as well as his partner, Maya Wind, who is an Israeli peace activist, who refused to partake in the military. So we're having them come to talk about and give a different narrative, so to speak, for their for the occupation.
Okay, so yeah, so that's two guest speakers then. Mm-hmm. That's next week?
Yes, that's on the 15th.
Okay, the 15th.
Yeah.
Is there admission for these events?
Admission for the events?
Like, is there a fee to get in?
Oh, no, this event would be free. It's at 6 p.m.
Okay, good. So mm-hmm. there's that one. Is there any like films or art displays or anything like that?
Yeah. So I think on the 16th, the next day, we're collaborating with Independent Jewish Voices of Hamilton to screen the film The Wanted 18, and I believe the director of the film would be there to give a speech prior to the film. Yeah, so that's happening next week as well.
Oh, that's good. So you have off-campus partners as well then.
Right, yeah. So the Independent Jewish Voices from the Hamilton chapter, for sure.
Yeah, they've got other stuff going on this month too. Mm-hmm. I'll mention that later. So to promote this kind of thing, I mean, to have the event, to build a wall there on, put it on the BSB lawn mm-hmm. and do this movie and so on, you need funding. You had a bake sale last week, didn't mm-hmm. you?
We had one yesterday, actually, and one last week as well, yeah.
So did that work out?
I don't know how much was raised, but definitely all the funds from that bake sale are going to be used for to cover the costs of our events, as we are low on funds.
Right. This is just a student-funded thing.
Yeah.
You know, you have these tables for the bake sales, but mm-hmm. also I think you're doing tabling in preparation mm-hmm. for Israel Apartheid Week.
Yeah.
So did you get to talk to students? Do they come up to the table?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people approach us and want to engage in conversation, and we try to aim for different topics per day. So one theme, for example, that I was in charge of tabling for is women's rights in Palestine. Another day would be how occupation affects the movement of Palestinian people. So we just have different themes to get a wide range of knowledge, or to provide a wide range of knowledge for students on campus.
Yes, you're talking everything about people being blocked to human rights violations. Mm-hmm. We'll be looking at dispossession of people in 1967 mm-hmm. later on. So there's all those things. Now, this has been going on for a while in terms of Israel Apartheid Week.
Yeah.
You have friends on this campus who are activists. You knew about it before coming to McMaster.
Yep.
I looked at some interviews and emails and whatnot. It looks like this has been going on at McMaster since maybe 2010 or earlier. So this becomes something of an institution at McMaster, and you've been involved in probably about two of these. So how do you see things going with Israel Apartheid Week? Is this getting bigger? Is it getting stronger? Is there more awareness of this on the campus?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've only started my activism recently, so in the last 2 years. But what I've noticed at McMaster is that it has been getting stronger. And then what I see is more students want to take part in Israeli Apartheid Week. They want to know what's going on. They want to form an opinion. They want to engage. They want to volunteer. So in that sense, I feel like it's getting stronger amongst the student body, where there's interest for it. In terms of our events, they've definitely been getting stronger as well. Like, we wanted to have a wide range of perspectives at Israeli Apartheid Week. It's so important to have these perspectives, but to also make sure that the Palestinian narrative is the dominant one, because obviously there's a lack of that in the media. So, I definitely feel like they've been getting stronger, not only at McMaster, but at other universities as well. I have a lot of friends at the University of Toronto and at UTM and the Scarborough campus, as well as Carleton, University of Ottawa, Waterloo, where it's the Israeli Apartheid Week and the BDS movement is gaining so much traction on campuses, because there is that interest and willingness to know about the occupation.
Yes, even McMaster has taken its place as an institution where there's a strong BDS and pro-Palestine movement, mm-hmm. And so on. And that's very important, you know, given these changes and the growth of Israel Apartheid Week and solidarity movements across campuses. What does Israel Apartheid Week mean to you in terms of your participation in it and your encouragement of others to take part in it?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, it's very symbolic because it just represents the struggles in which the Palestinian people face. So for me, it's really important because I feel like I've mentioned before, there's no representation of Palestinians in the media or in academia. So this is really the time for Palestinian activists and students to shine in regards of organizing these events to, you know, educate other students. Because for me personally, that's my objective in organizing Israeli Apartheid Week, is to reach out to as many people who might have neutral opinions, no opinions on the occupation. So yeah.
You know, it's very important that you do that. I just saw my email an hour mm-hmm. ago. It said there's some kind of conference about Palestinian dispossession or something at York. So it's very important to get this into the academic community as well. Well, that's really great. You're doing all this. We should just mention one or two of those events again in terms of the details so that people get that across. So, you know, you mentioned the one on the 15th mm-hmm. and you mentioned that film as well. So could you just give us the event details if people from perhaps outside the campus want to get there?
Okay. The event on the 15th, it's on a Tuesday, it's at 6 p.m. And we're having Iran Efrati and his partner Maya Wind, who have Efron is from the Breaking the Silence organization, and his partner is a peace journalist. So they will be speaking, and I believe it's in the Michael DeGroote Learning Center. But for specific room details, it would be best to check the Facebook page for SPHR. And also on the 16th, we're screening the film The Wanted 18 with Independent Jewish Voices at Hamilton. Once again, for room details, I think it's best to check the Facebook page. But I believe that both events are free of cost, but for the film, it would go by donation. So however people can provide.
Of course. Yes, and if it's in the DeGroote Center, that's MDCL, I think, mm-hmm. is the abbreviation. It's that modern building that sprung up on the campus with the waterfall in it, I think, and right by the parking lots, actually. So if you're driving in, it's easy to get to. I should mention just this other event that's related to Israel Apartheid Week. This one is it's a community event and a campus event. It's recently organized because it's part of a tour with Independent Jewish Voices and Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East and other organizations. And this one is called Uncovering Canada Park, A Dispossessed Palestinian Speaks Out. And it's about Haider Abu Ghosh, who at the age of 14 was expelled from his West Bank village in 1967. And the village was subsequently demolished along with two other villages and covered over by what's been called Canada Park. And so there's going to be this whole event based on this. His village is widely believed to be the site of the biblical town of Emmaus, which, according to Christian tradition, Jesus walked with his disciples on the day of his resurrection. So on Easter Monday, actually, Haider's going to be visiting Hamilton on the very first stop of his Canadian tour. So you can see this Monday. There's going to be two separate lectures. There's one here at McMaster, at the McMaster University Student Center, room 224, at 11:30 a.m. So that's the Student Center, which is really easy to get to. And then later in the day at 7 p.m. at the New Vision United Church at 24 Main Street West in Hamilton, he's going to give that talk as well. So if you're in the community and you're not near McMaster, you can just go to that, which is by every bus route in the city and the City Hall parking lot. So that's great. So there'll be information posted on that at hcsw.ca, the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website. Some of the event details might be posted there for some of these events. So that's really great. And Lena, I'm really glad you could come in this very busy 3-day period and give us this information. We'll be sure to get that out on the internet so that people can know in the community to come to these events.
Awesome.
So yeah, thanks again for coming in.
Thank
today.
You so much for having me.
Great. And we'll be back in a few minutes. We have some updates from Taylor Report and other event notices. So stay tuned.